Hello and welcome to the podcast Solving Business Problems with SOA. This podcast is one in a series of podcasts focused on SOA for mid-market businesses. Small and mid-sized businesses are looking for ways to meet today's business challenges. To stay ahead of the competition and achieve business growth, companies are streamlining and optimizing their business processes to maximize effectiveness. As competitive pressures intensify, mid-sized companies are seeking innovative ways to respond to changing market conditions. These market conditions can come from new opportunities, rigorous customer demands, or unanticipated competitive challenges. Service-oriented architecture, or SOA, is significantly improving the value IT brings to mid-sized companies by providing the flexibility that makes business change easier to implement. Incorporating SOA into the IT environment can increase the speed and lower the cost supporting critical business demands by reusing existing applications and data. I'd like to introduce to you Adrienne Williams, who is a marketing manager for GSMB Cross-Industry Infrastructure. She's here today to discuss solving business problems using SOA. Adrienne, would you talk to us about service-oriented architecture and what it means to business?
Service-oriented architecture, SOA, or SOA, is an approach to implementing technology. The SOA approach is based on the view where technology meets the needs of business requirements instead of forcing business objectives to fit the capabilities of technology. This is accomplished by using web services technologies to link applications and systems together so each IT component becomes a flexible building block or service that can be used for multiple purposes.
Okay, we indicated at the beginning of the podcast that SOA can help solve business problems. Can you elaborate on that?
When we talk with customers, they tell us their top business concerns are having efficient operations, reducing administrative costs, increasing productivity and access to information, as well as maintaining and improving relationships with customers. SOA can be used to address each of these concerns, and we've worked with many customers to do just that.
So how would a company get started with SOA?
Begin by thinking of the SOA transformation as a journey you take at your own rate and pace. IBM provides tools to help you figure out where to get started. And these tools help businesses identify their most pressing business challenge and assess the return on investment they can expect. A company can start small and then expand to other projects. Once you've identified the business challenge you need to address, IBM SOA entry points are a great way to get started by providing a framework for implementation success. Each entry point focuses on a key aspect of your business and gives you a different way to think about solving your business problems. Using IBM's entry point approach makes the project manageable, takes advantage of proven successes in other companies, and provides a foundation for continuous improvement in your company.
Okay. Can you tell us more about the IBM entry points?
IBM, through its work with numerous companies, has identified 5 primary SOA entry points. You can get started with an approach that begins with the fundamental assets of your enterprise, people, information, and processes, or you can lay the technical groundwork for integration by leveraging the entry points of connectivity and reuse. Regardless of where you start, IBM SOA entry points can help your business pursue SOA at a pace that suits your needs.
Since our focus today is on solving business problems, let's talk about the fundamental assets of the enterprise. Can you share more information on the people, process, and information entry points?
Sure. With each entry point, you can view your business from a different perspective. Let me give you a brief description of each business-driven entry point. The people entry point enables efficiency through interaction and collaboration between your business and your employees, customers, and partners. The process entry point offers tools and services to help streamline business process management. The information entry point enables access to data sources that are often complex and located on many different systems.
Let's take a look at each entry point in more detail. Adrienne, let's start with the people entry point.
The people entry point focuses on the user experience, enabling people to interact with application and information services that support the business. It can help facilitate real-time decision-making and dynamic collaboration, enabling people to take appropriate and immediate action. This entry point focuses on improving the end-user productivity and collaboration. The people entry point, when implemented in IT solutions, can help accelerate productivity by streamlining access to applications or making more information available at the point of need. It can help reduce cost by giving users access to multiple applications and information sources. It can help reduce time to deployment for new services. And it can help enable collaboration inside and outside the enterprise.
Can you give us an example of how a customer might use the people entry point?
Let's use the example of an agency that manages traveling nurses. The nurses are spending too much time filling out forms. The information from the forms is entered into applications, and the data is then forwarded to many different health departments and insurance companies. The agency decides to use WebSphere Portal Express to build a portal with all the necessary forms the nurses need for their patients. This saves the nurses time looking for and filling in the forms. Additionally, a patient database with key information that allows the nurses to automatically transfer basic information into the forms is built. This SOA solution saves time and reduces errors. Now the nurses can spend more time working with their patients instead of filling out paperwork.
The next SOA entry point you mentioned is process. Can you elaborate on the process entry point?
The process entry point provides specific tools and services to help streamline and improve business processes across the enterprise. Starting with the process entry point, you can improve the efficiency, flexibility, and control of key business processes. By leveraging SOA and focusing on process, you can help your business improve employee productivity by streamlining business processes, accelerate speed to market by making applications easy to update and change, and implement new processes in less time by reusing existing assets and creating new services as needed.
Adrian, do you think you could give us an example of how the process entry point might be used?
For the process entry point, I'll use the example of a manufacturer. This manufacturer used a manual process for receiving parts into the warehouse and for tracking parts as they moved through the manufacturing process. Recent innovations made them realize all this manual processing was costing them time and slowing their manufacturing processes. They also wanted to share more information with their suppliers so they could minimize part shortages. By using WebSphere business integration software, they've been able to better automate and streamline their manufacturing and warehouse processes. They used WebSphere business integration to continue to find ways to improve these processes. Now they can also share information with their suppliers, and part shortages are a thing of the past.
The third SOA entry point is information. Can you cover the information entry point with us?
Information is the lifeblood of business. Yet information can exist on complex and many different data sources, making it difficult to access. This entry point enables you to improve the availability and consistency of information while at the same time removing traditional barriers to information sharing. The SOA information entry point can be viewed as the entry point that helps you better utilize and manage your information. It can help you collect, clean, and make your data accessible securely to all interested parties at the time of need. It can help you reduce costs by decoupling information from siloed information sources, and it can help you increase your organization's agility by providing employees with access to all the information they need to make decisions and take action.
So what would be an example of the information entry point?
For this example, I'll use a retailer that was interested in the craft products produced by another company. The company realized this was a good way to get greater visibility, and they had production capacity to handle the increased demand. The only stumbling block was the retailer's insistence that the company communicate all business information between the two using their standard XML format. XML was a totally new concept to them, but they decided the deal was worth making the changes to their existing environment. After exploring the possibilities, they decided DB29 with its pure XML and storage compression best fit their environment. They created services where needed to integrate the database server with their applications. Now, they can communicate with the retailer in XML, satisfying the retailer's requirements. and they were able to retain their existing applications without any major changes to their working environment.
Adrian, thank you for joining us today. Do you have any closing thoughts to leave our listeners with?
Yes, thank you. And I'd also like to thank our listeners. Today, mid-sized organizations face a number of challenges. To compete successfully, your business must be flexible and your IT resources aligned to business goals. You need to exploit the benefits of process improvement to continually reduce time to market and improve operating efficiencies. And you need to be adaptive and ready to respond intuitively to competitive demands and new opportunities. SOA is the foundation of an IT infrastructure that supports a flexible business model, allowing you to be more responsive and innovative. SOA represents more than a technology solution. It's a new way of thinking about IT, a creative approach to tackling business challenges, and the springboard to a successful business.
Thanks for listening. This concludes this IBM podcast. I'm going to go to the next one.